Check it out.
Yeah.
In the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. What? The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes, see notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Check it. Tell your friends to get with my friend.
Your friend.
We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Check it out, now I'm full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
What is up, and welcome back to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Radio Libre 2.0 on Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Big Papa by the Notorious B.I.G. Such a good song. That bounce, that like twang synth that's used without, it's great. I love it. It's so good. Now, the theme. We're coming about the theme. We're going to talk about the theme. So the theme for today is a theme that we've done twice before. Twice. And I was feeling especially indulgent in doing this theme again, because I felt like it. And of course, I'm talking about music featured in Epic Games' Fortnite Festival. This is our third episode of featured in Fortnite Festival. We, of course, had two, last semester, one at the beginning and one at the end. Since then, we've had two more artist spotlights, and next week we're about to get another one. So when we last left off, we were hanging out with Billie Eilish. I played some of her music on here. As a basic refresher, we first had The Weeknd, and then we had Lady Gaga, and then we had Billie Eilish. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the game Fortnite last December came out with a music mode called Fortnite Festival, where you can play music through a rhythm game. And it has its own seasons, like the main Fortnite game, and each season spotlights a different artist. So first we had, like I just said, The Weeknd, then we had Lady Gaga, then we had Billie Eilish. Then, over the summer, we had, for the entire summer, essentially, we had Metallica. It was Metallica summer. And then in the middle of August, to coincide with the newest season of Fortnite, of the Battle Royale, they brought in the Latin pop artist Carol G. And she is currently in the game until next week. But other than those artists, they added a lot of new music. They added music that I was very surprised. I didn't think they'd add. And they added music that has been in rhythm games in the past, like Guitar Hero, like Rock Band. So it was only a matter of time before they made their way into this game. And yeah, Big Papa by Notorious B.I.G. A few weeks ago, they had a only B.I.G. only release week where they released B.I.G. songs, Biggie Smalls. And Big Papa was one of them. But to catch you up to speed, as I said before, I'm going to play some songs, a couple songs, one from each of the artists of the last two spotlights that we missed while we were on our summer hiatus. So probably one of their best songs, and probably definitely one of their most popular. I don't know. Stranger Things made Master of Puppets pretty popular, and Fuel was made popular by the season of Fortnite that happened over the summer. But apart from all that, their most popular song, Metallica, of course, is Enter Sandman. Ooh.
Like that. 私のもの思ってたよりいい感じ前よりも楽しんでるピチョタシーズン。
So that was Okie Dokie by Karol G. I'm going to be honest with you. I'd heard of Karol G before the season of Fortnite came out, but I'd never listened to her music. I'm going to be honest, after listening to it through the game, I'm not really into that. That's not my kind of music. But that's the wonder and amazing thing about music. It's not everyone has to like everything, and you're able to enjoy the music that you like, and I'm able to enjoy the music that I like. But there are always times when certain songs, artists, albums become like a phenomenon because they're beloved by so many people. And the number of people who don't like it are very, very, very outweighed by the people that do like it. I can think of a lot of examples of that. But there's one great example that's actually in Fortnite Festival. Isn't that crazy? Almost like it was intentional. That, of course, I'm talking about is an artist who is currently on tour and was recently in Boston. And you might say that her tour was a little bit sweaty. See what I did there? Of course, I'm talking about Charlie XCX. And from her amazing, crazy, spotlight-stealing album, Brat. Here's the one song from Brat that's in Fortnite Festival right now. Apple.
Want her back, better call me. It's whatever I'm geek. Buying a punch at the party.
You niggas ain't fly, this shit looking dummy. I'll probably get fried, I look like a mummy. I'm getting this cash, it's Monday to Sunday. I guess you won't talk if it ain't about the money. My boys in the trap and they jump like a bunny. Got pounds and pills, it ain't nothing funny. I'm up on the side and I keep the bitch coming. If I gotta reach up, I'ma keep that bitch dumb. Way I slide in that cool boy, I keep that bitch hung. We done went right that bitch all the way to the sun. Get deep in the pot, get deep like a plumber. Why would I keep her? I never went under. I just went for the engage to my brother. Eat it for dinner, oh, eat it for supper. Why would you keep a little nigga, you sucker? Why would you keep a little nigga, you sucker?
Ride the hallway, ride the bus. Why my house look like I'm in place? Walk in the strip, she gon' make it bust. I do damage, and they can't stand it. Psycho Bambi, like it's Marilyn Manson. Got the cash advancing, get the Sprite and enhance it. Pull the walk out the pantry.
You niggas ain't fly, this shit looking dummy. I'll probably get fried, I look like a mummy. I'm getting this cash, it's Monday to Sunday. I guess you won't talk if it ain't about the money. My boys in the trap and they jump like a bunny. Got pounds and pills, it ain't nothing funny. I'm up on the side and I keep the bitch calm. If I gotta reach up, I'ma keep that bitch dumb.
Better than if you got a teeny, hey. Better than boy like a BB, hey. How the numbers you won't see me, hey. Push out the white like see me, hey. White little nigga won't beat me, huh? 4-5 when I'm creeping, huh?
That, of course, was Bandit by Don Toliver. And, of course, Bandit has a heavy sampling from, I think it's One More Hour by Tame Impala. I'm going off the top of my head. I'm going off the dome. But I'm going to check right now. I should have checked while the song was playing. Just to check. Yes. Haha. I'm proud of myself. I got it right just from hearing it. But yeah, he does sample One More Hour by Tame Impala heavily in that song. That's not my favorite Don Toliver song by far. I've just been listening to quite a bit of Don Toliver recently, and that's the only Don Toliver song that they have in Fortnite. So that was really my only option. But I think it's really interesting how they've been able to incorporate all these different genres of music into this game, because there's the music that works best with the original idea of a rhythm game, which is like Metallica, which is rock bands with the four parts, vocals, lead guitar, bass, and drums, and that have a heavy emphasis on that lead guitar and bass, because those are the strumming, which is like the actual rhythm game visual is like the notes coming down the fret, so, or down the neck of the guitar. So, those are usually the most heavily emphasized. But then all these different songs, some of them are rap heavy. So suddenly the vocals, you're clicking so many buttons to get those rap, the rap bars down, which I think is cool. I think it's great. One song that I'm really, really happy that made its way into Fortnite Festival is a song that I knew way before I saw the movie. But now I can only associate with the movie, and I'm sure if you've seen the movie, you're the same way. I'm talking about Night at the Roxbury. And now that I said that, I don't even think I have to say the name of the song. But if you are asking, what's the name of the song? There's another question you should be asking yourself. And that's, what is love?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
a history that they may prove. And when you're gone, I'll tell them
my religion's you.
When punctures come to kill the king upon his throne, I'm ready for their stones. I'll dance, dance, dance with my hands, hands, hands above my head. Just art for Michelangelo to carve. He can't rewrite the aggro of my fury heart. I'll wait on mountaintops in Paris, going to power, Maria, to turn. I'll dance, dance, dance with my hands, hands, hands above my head.
That was Bloody Mary by Lady Gaga from her 2014 album Born This Way. And before that, the song featured in Night at the Roxbury was What Is Love by Hathaway. Specifically, what I played for you guys is the 7-inch version. Nice and long. Nice and fun. It's great. It's great that the variety of music that they have in the game. If you're a Lady Gaga girly, you love it. If you're a Hathaway girly, you love it. If you're a, I don't know, a Disturbed girly, they got Down With The Sickness on there. You know, the wah-ah-ah-ah, that one. Maybe I should play that one on the show. No, I'm just kidding. I won't do that. Before we continue, though, a quick word from our sponsors. No, not really. This, of course, is a public service announcement about distracted driving. Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptextstoprex.org to learn more. Don't text and drive. Come on, that's so like 10 years ago. Don't do that. But let's get back to the music, because I still got so much more for all of you. Next up, we have a song that I discovered maybe about 2 weeks before they ended up adding it to the game. So it was very surprising to me. I thought they were reading my thoughts, because I found the song and I listened to it and I thought to myself, this is a great song. I love this. I'm going to add this in my rotation. I'm going to pop this in a playlist and I'm going to listen to this song often. And then I always go on Twitter. Every Tuesday, they announce the Fortnite Festival Twitter account announces the new releases. And so I'll go and I'll see it. And I saw the post and it said the song that I was listening to. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, they are reading my minds. They are looking through my camera on my phone and seeing me all the time. Of course, that's not the case. It was just a happy coincidence. And maybe it's the other way around. Maybe Apple Music was pushing the song because they knew what was happening. Maybe that's the conspiracy that we're thinking about. No, I'm just playing. But that song that I got a little hooked on was this next song I'm about to play for you guys, which is I Want to Get Better by Bleachers. I have never heard of Bleachers, but I like this song, and they've been added to a list of artists that I hope to explore more. Currently, I am exploring Phoenix. I may have talked about this on another show. They, of course, are the French alt rock group that performed at the closing ceremonies at the Olympics this summer. So I've been listening to them, but we're not talking about them right now. We're talking about Bleachers, and specifically this song from their album Strange Desire, I Wanna Get Better.
This morning early before my family, from this dream where she was trying to show me how a life could move from the darkness, she said to get better. So I put a bullet where I should have put a helmet, and I crashed my car cause I wanna get carried away. That's why I'm standing on the overpass screaming at myself, hey, I wanna get better.
Oh,
Idea. That was September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember the 21st night of September? I do, because that's when Epic Games decided to shadow drop September into the game. On September 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern, they went to social media to say, hey, randomly, we're going to drop this song in the game. And they did just that. And I think it's great. Because it was just fun, it was spontaneous, and everyone loved it. It was fun because whenever a new song is released, you can play it for free for a little bit. So a lot of people were hopping on to play it, and that was really fun, and we all had a good time. I actually love just the random rotation, because it allows you to play songs that you don't want to own, you don't want to invest in, but you can still play and you can still get a lot out of the mode. Because in those old Rock Band games, you would have to pay for every song, and it was a whole thing. And I'm glad that they have a free option if you want to just do the rotation, which is nice. Got a few more songs for you guys. I wanted to try to hit a bunch of different genres and sounds. And this song, I always chuckle when it comes up in the battle stage, which is the competitive elimination game of Festival, of the rhythm game. Just because it's so funny and it makes me laugh. Also because of what it's associated with in my brain is the end of a very bad movie. I'm talking about Heathens by 21 Pilots, and the movie I'm talking about is the original Suicide Squad, the one with the Jared Leto Joker. Ooh, not very good, but the song's great, and the movie literally just ends, it cuts, and then the song just starts playing, and you look at your watch, and you look up at the screen, and you think to yourself, oh my god, that's it? It's done? That's it? So take that all, that emotional roller coaster out, and you're left with this amazing 21 Pilots song. And yeah, here's Heathens.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. People who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Outside is very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves.
Baby, ya yo me enteré. Se nota cuando me ve. Ahí donde no has llegado, sabes que yo te llevaré. Y dime qué quieres beber. Es que tú eres mi bebé. Y de nosotros, ¿quién va a hablar si no nos dejamos ver?
Yo sé Dolce, a veces vulgar. Y cuando te lo quito, después de los party, las copas de vino, las libras de Mari. Tú estás bien suelta, yo de safari. Tú me ves el culo fenomenal. Pa' yo devorarte como animal. Si no te has venido, yo te voy a esperar. En mi cama y lo voy a celebrar.
Baby, a ti no me pongo. Y siempre te lo pongo. Y si tú me tiras, vamos a nadar el hondo.
Si por mí te lo pongo. De septiembre hasta agosto. A mis cinco cojones lo que digan tu amiga. Ya yo me enteré. Se nota cuando me ve. Ahí donde no has llegado, sabes que yo te llevaré. Dime qué quieres beber. Es que tú eres mi bebé. Y de nosotros, ¿quién va a hablar? Si no, no te vamos a ver.
Mami, me tienes buqueado. Sí, si fuera la Uru, me tuviese parqueado. Dando vueltas por condado. Contigo siempre arrebatado.
Tú no eres mi señora, pero toma 5,000, gástalo en Sephora. Louis Vuitton ya no compra en Pandora. Como piercing a los hombres perfora. Hace tiempo le rompieron el cora. Estudiosa, puesta para ser doctora. Pero le gustan los títeres huirleando motora. Yo estoy pa' ti las 24 horas.
Baby, a ti no me pongo. Y siempre te lo pongo.
Yo te lo pongo.
Y si tú me tiras, vamos a nadar en lo hondo. Si por mí te lo pongo. De septiembre hasta agosto.
Y a mis cinco cojones lo que digan tu amiga. Ya yo me enteré. Se nota cuando me ve. Ahí donde no has llegado, sabes que yo te llevaré. Y dime qué quieres beber. Es que tú eres mi bebé. Y de nosotros, ¿quién va a hablar? Si no, no te vamos a ver.
Yo soy Dolce, yo soy Pulgar. Y cuando te lo quito, después de los party. Las copas de vino, las libras de Mari. Tú estás bien suelta, yo de safari. Tú me ves el culo fenomenal. Pa' yo devorarte como animal. Si no estás venido, yo te voy a esperar. En mi camino voy a celebrar.
That was Dakiti by Bad Bunny and Jayco. Also in Fortnite Festival. That's crazy. That's astonishing. It's amazing. All the songs that I've played for you tonight are all featured in that one game. And it's just fun. I don't know. Something about just having all the different songs, having all these different artists. I think it's great because it exposes a lot of people to music that I don't think they would have listened to if it didn't randomly pop up on their battle stage and they had to play through it. I know that's how I've discovered some new music, which I have to thank the game for. I think it's also really cool how some of the artists have embraced it and especially the spotlight artists. I'm very excited because I've known this for a while, but next week I told you guys that Carol G is done, and the next artist has been leaked for a while, and I've known about this. I've been very excited, and it's Snoop Dogg. So that's very, very exciting that it's going to be a Snoop Dogg season, Snoop Dogg autumn, as it were, because it starts November 2nd. So if you want to play a Snoop Dogg in Fortnite, I would start playing Fortnite. But yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's crazy. And then next year, whole new calendar year means a whole new slew of artists that they can choose to participate. There's been a couple leaks about a K-pop group being the next spotlight following Snoop Dogg, and it could be any number of artists. I'm rooting for, and if you know me, you know, Gorillaz. I think the four main characters, the four main band members would be amazing as Skins. I can think of so many different variations of their designs across their albums for them to be made as Skins. I think that would just be super cool. I would be very excited for that. But any number of artists could do it. I know Juice WRLD has expressed interest. So yeah, it could really be anybody. It could be anyone. But still, you don't have to have a spotlight to have your music in the game. A lot of artists that get special, like PAX, because they put a bunch of their songs in. And recently, they actually, one artist, they put a music pack for her music with a couple emotes, which are like the dances that you can get. And one was a new one based off this next song that I'm going to play for you guys. And people did not like the dance, so they ended up taking it off. But the song slaps. And I'm sure you all know the song. It was, one might argue, the song of the summer. When they added it to Fortnite, I got it immediately. This is Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Short and sweet. That's all for today. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0 wishing you a great Tuesday, a great first Halloween weekend. Yes, I feel like this year is two Halloween weekends, so you got the first one this weekend, and if you want to do it during Dia de los Muertos weekend, that's the second weekend in November, which is crazy, but I guess the Halloween is closer to that Friday, so that makes sense. But I don't know, what else? I'm going to go see the new Venom movie on Thursday. I'll let you guys know how it was next week. It's going to be really good. I've been doing spooky movies every day in the month of October. I watched Hellraiser today, a recommendation from my mom. And so the next 2 days, I'll probably be rewatching the Venom movies. But yeah, have a great rest of your night and enjoy your Tuesday.